What about the students that were part of your team? Can you recall some of the students that were up there? Have you heard anybody like wanting to come back, or they?
I think that some of them came back to, I shouldn't say some of them did come back to Alaska because they liked it so much. Although the majority of them didn't, but I know from, and some of these students have, you know, become well-known archaeologists. A number of them are like chairman of anthropology departments at universities and whatnot. Some of them are even retiring now. I mean, that's how long. I mean, this was 35, you know, years ago. And I run into them occasionally at conferences and whatnot. And every one of them that I've ever run into in later years has harkened back to that time as one of the best experiences of their entire life. It was so cool, you know. I mean, as far as an experience goes, I don't want to say it was absolutely life-changing for everybody, but it was certainly something that was, it's as unique today in their minds as it was 35 years ago when they were doing it. Yeah.
Did they walk away feeling like they made some kind of history? Was there ever that discussion? I
think probably not at the time. But I think certainly, you know, from a retrospective point of view, I'm sure a lot of them have thought that. I know for one thing that the archaeology program, whatever you want to call it, was 100% responsible for women working on the pipeline. No doubt in my mind. Because, I mean, we literally broke the ice. It wasn't our intent to do that. It's just the way it happened. And once we had women there and they were successfully working and there weren't problems and so on and so forth, it opened the door, absolutely opened the door for women on the entire project.
Yeah.